ECOWAS Chair President John Mahama has announced a meeting of all heads of state and government in Accra next month to discuss extensively the Ebola epidemic. International organizations involved in the Ebola response have also been invited to participate. President Mahama mentioned this during his engagements with the investor community in London. In spite of the huge threat, which has taken a global dimension, President Mahama assured investors that Ghana is still safe for doing business. Pascaline Adadevo has filed this report from London.
Ghana has the enabling environment, political stability, an improving transport regime, and proximity to ECOWAS markets. These are enough to attract any foreign investor. But beyond this, how can a business survive in a country or region hit by a deadly epidemic? In spite of the fact that Ghana is yet to record a single case of the deadly Ebola and the huge investor interest, President Mahama took pains in all his meetings to re-echo his assurance to investors that they are safe to invest.
I cannot sit down without mentioning the current tropical Ebola that is affecting West Africa. Ghana has taken a lead in the fight against Ebola. Ghana is unaffected by Ebola at the moment. We don't have a single incident of Ebola, and we are taking precautionary steps to ensure that Ebola does not pose a threat to our people. We've set up a national response team, and that response team is working very hard on our Ebola preparedness. But I must say that West Africa is safe and open for business. Ghana is open for business, and there is not yet any fear that Ebola would be a threat to our economic progress.
Ghana's leadership in joining efforts to fight the disease was highly commended by UK's head of East and West Africa Foreign and Commonwealth Office, Matt Bow. The United Kingdom has contributed £125 million to assist affected countries such as Nigeria, Liberia, Guinea and Sierra Leone. Also, more than 700 British military personnel have been deployed to Sierra Leone to assist in the fight against the disease. Addressing the all-party parliamentary group at the House of Commons, President Mahama announced the ECOWAS meeting to further look at containment measures. He lamented the epidemic is overburdening the public health systems in these countries, which are already inadequate.
This meeting is going to be important to enable us better identify whatever gaps may exist in our response to the epidemic and to ensure that we have sufficient amounts of all resources required. What is perhaps most heartbreaking about the outbreak of the Ebola virus in these particular countries is that of all the nations in the West African sub-region, they were among the least prepared to handle such a major health crisis. Both Liberia and Sierra Leone were recovering from long conflicts, and Guinea, which shares borders with both countries, was also recovering from the impact of these conflicts on them. At the time of the outbreak, Liberia had less than 200 doctors in the country.
WHO has set a December 1 target for affected countries to ensure that at least 70% of Ebola patients are admitted into isolated treatment centers and that 70% of bodies of Ebola victims are properly disposed of.
Pascaline Adadevoh sent that report from London.